If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Lorenz Krauss is this guy's name. He's now charged with second-degree murder for killing his parents and then burying their bodies in the backyard. And we're watching what he confessed to live on television here in the conference room at CBS 6 in Albany last week. I'll give the interviewer some credit here. He certainly is getting this out of him. He's doing the work of police pretty well. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of question here.
Do you think the cops said, hey, here's some things you should ask him?
No.
Or the cops? No, you don't think so?
This guy, from what it sounds like, he just showed up at the TV station.
Wow.
Can you imagine? I don't know what the interviewer guy's name is, and I'm not trying to denigrate. I want to call him Herb. He seems like a Herb.
He feels like a Herb.
It's like Herb Maxwell and the latest on the Six Team Investigates. You know, he's probably sitting at his cubicle, and then they're like, that Krauss guy he's in the entry right now. He wants to talk to somebody. And then they said, well, the conference room is open. And then they grabbed a photographer and they ran in there and they did this. I mean, I can't imagine that he had a ton of time to prep.
No.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, do you call the cops and say, hey, this guy's here, blah, blah, blah. Or do you just do the interview and see what happens?
Well, they did.
Somebody called and said, hey.
They did, because the cops were in the lot and they arrested him in the parking lot right after. Because I don't think this was live on the air. I think they recorded this and then let them know, hey, this is what's going on. But
Jennifer says that, from what she read, he called other TV stations first, but decided to go there because he knew Herb was a fair interviewer. So,
well, I feel bad. It's probably not even Herb.
Probably not.
I don't know what his name is, but yeah, he got his shirt. He came in dressed for the occasion too. He's got the shorts on. He's ready to leave the series. Let's keep watching.
I need to know if he was on medication. Let's get the answer.
And that's where we're picking up here on this is he just asked, are you on any medications right now? Let's see.
No. Well, no.
Nothing? Is your mind clear? And
I'm just a little sleepy, but I'm trying to keep my eyes open. That's okay.
Okay. But you have no mental disabilities that are affecting what you're saying here today?
Correct.
You're confident in what you said and clear of mind as you say all this?
Yeah.
Okay.
How to proceed? I hope that you can put this on YouTube, the whole thing.
I'm sure we'll put this on. And are you ready to face the consequences now with the police and the authorities?
Yes, but I would like the American people to also read my statement so that everybody can have something to appeal to on that. I know my statement is, you know, I'm not really concerned about the police or the courts or anything. There's something much bigger in life, and we have to deal with the big things in life.
Okay. But again, just to be certain, in 2017, you took your father's life.
Correct.
And then moments later, a short time later, you took your mother's life on that same day.
Right, right. But well, see, that's the thing. It was late at night, and it was like late evening on one day into early morning night.
So within hours of each other.
Right, right, right.
What did you do between the taking of your father's life and the taking of your mother's life?
Trying to remember, because there was...
I had a ham sandwich. Yeah. Kmart one. I don't Kmart
did
sub.
You sit with your mother? Were the three of you together?
Well, before they died, my father was here, my mother was here, and I told them what happened to me and my sister.
Well, after she died.
My sister died in the house too, because when she died from the cancer. But she died in May of 1988. And then in that fall was I was doing my 11th grade now then, and there was I had to do a paper in a big test, so I did an overnighter to do that test, and then tried to do a second overnighter to finish that paper or something, and I crawled into bed at like 2:45 in the morning. And sometime then after, I popped out of my body and I started floating up to the ceiling.
Here we go.
I saw the nooks and crannies.
Here we go.
I acknowledged that the nooks and crannies of the ceiling, and then the whole world disappeared. And I was in this big black void, and things were rushing by. And then I saw my sister in a doorway in profile. You know, after that, it was like a near-death experience kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told my parents about that experience. And I told them, go find Rosa. My sister's name was Rosa. And so my father just died quickly, so quickly.
God, connect the dots are everywhere.
And you know.
No, we don't know.
And then again, just take me through, after your mother died, how long was it before you buried them? Approximately.
2 or 3 days, actually.
So your parents' deceased bodies were in your house with you for 2 or 3 days. And then you decided you had to do something to cover up your crimes or to properly bury them and send them on their way?
Right. I mean, I needed to... I mean, basically... I had to bury them.
Was the burial to cover up your crime? You didn't want to be found out.
Right, of course. I mean, what to do?
What to do?
I have to go shopping today.
The thing to do just occurred to me. Oh, she can fit here and he can fit there. And then...
fit there?
Just do it. It was done. And, you know,
Have you lived with fear of being found out all these years?
I struggle to do other things with my life to try to make something great out of it. Because if that's what I know, that they don't want me to rot away to death in prison for this.
Yeah.
Not, I have a duty to everyone to make the best out of my life.
Your mom's wishing plan B existed.
The end, do what's best
then.
For the people of Germany, really. I call it being a Volkssaver. It took me years to understand all this, but
what?
I learned a lot in the last eight years that I never knew before, and I self-educated in so many ways. So I did not. The issue of being caught is, I was able to buy time to solve huge problems. And that's worth it in many ways to the American people, to me, and to them. To their legacy, to their you know.
Do you think people are going to accept this rationale?
They probably won't.
And feel for you?
What they need to feel is for their own parents. They're going to face the same problems, and they're going to have to find solutions ahead of time, or else they're going to end up like me.
Here's
that's
what
reality.
Not to do.
Are you telling other people that when their parents start ailing, they should take their lives?
They have a duty to their parents to bring them comfort
well, yeah,
at the end of life when they believe
with a rope.
They need you.
But again, just to be clear, you took both your parents' lives.
Yes.
And you realize that you're probably going to face the criminal consequences.
Oh, of course.
I mean, you're probably going to be arrested.
Well,
charged and...
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're going to... I mean, it's a process. You have to go through the process. How it will come out at the end, I don't know.
Oh, but we know.
To influence that process, I would beg the American people to read that statement.
All right. Lawrence, thank you for being with us.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Okay. Lawrence.
Thank you.
And there's some donuts in the green room.
You good, Stella? Did we cover all the bases? You know, is there anything else you want to say?
What?
A manifesto, what was it?
A statement to the American people. Is that what I wrote? That's what you wrote?
Yeah. I wrote statement to the public. Because you said that.
Yeah.
You said that to me.
Right. A statement to the public. And what was the other option to call it?
Manifesto.
Not a manifesto.
Just a statement to the public. It is a bit rambling, a bit hard to follow.
Right, but that's why I say I need the conversation, more conversation over there.
But do you think people are going to want to talk about this or the fact that you
absolutely
took your parents' lives?
Right, they're going to talk about that. That's what they want to know. It's just reality. So, I mean, they'll, you know, it's a horrible situation, Pia. Everybody, many other people are going to face it.
But are other people going to take the same actions you took?
Probably not, because they don't have the same kind of sense of duty to their parents as I did.
Oh, wow. That's why we need state hospitals. Keep people like this away from everyone else.
I owe it to you to do it, as opposed to right and wrong, the law, etc. These are different ways of being.
No.
And of course, the law in this country does not allow for this way of being.
But are you truly confident that's what your parents wanted?
I know my parents are harsh in certain situations. And if my mother could see where she was going, she would never want that.
But you said they didn't expressly ask to be killed.
Right.
Are you sure you did what they wanted to be done?
I think that they would have increasingly wanted me, would have wanted me to help them. If their situation got any worse.
So that day in what you think was August of 2017, what made that day the day?
I think it was a colder evening and the windows were closed.
Oh, so God.
Lit a fire, turned on some Kenny G.
It was just no noise or something like that.
So you were safe from detection?
Of course. Because it was a summer, right? It's usually with hot and windows are open, but it was kind of cold that tip.
So because it was a little chillier that night, you decided to take your parents' lives.
The that note she gave me was sometime in May or June, I think. When she said she fell, it was May or June or...
Chuck, I was watching the 7 day like for the best option.
So this has been... my father already told me he has double vision. He had a hearing aid. He couldn't hear anymore. His eyes were going... He couldn't drive.
Well, I hope
my mother,
not.
I knew, was not using her turn signals properly.
Oh,
they were losing their independence.
Then get rid of her.
And even awareness of the world. Because
she can't use her turn signals.
Breakdown.
Get
done.
Rid of her.
Most people, I think I'm safe in saying, would not take their parents' life because they couldn't use their turn signals properly.
By the way, that's Greg Floyd. So
that's a short right there, Todd.
Yep. But again, it's not just that. It's one... marker of decline.
Oh, then I'm out because I didn't get turn signals yesterday.
That's most people in Arkansas.
Again, she had a brother and a sister who were going through Alzheimer's. By then, one died and her brother was going to die. And maybe 2 years later, and he was in a terrible situation. So, and the other aunt of mine was I think even in an even worse situation because of Alzheimer's. But I never visited her because I mean, women tend to want to be remembered for their beauty when they're in their young. So I didn't visit her for that reason, but I also
never abandoned her.
Knew enough to visit where she was or anything like that.
But again, you feel like it was your role to, I mean, some might call it playing God, deciding on their lives. It was fair for you to do that?
So if the decision is going to be made, it's going to be a playing God decision. And truly, you know, we lived through this COVID thing. Cuomo is, there's probable cause
what?
To arrest Andrew Cuomo for thousands of deaths because it's on the record that he sent people into nursing homes for a certain reason. And there was a report that people died as a consequence. That's probable cause. But he
Andrew Cuomo did not put his hand around right. someone's neck. But Andrew Cuomo did not put a rope around someone's neck.
That he would be culpable of criminally negligent homicide.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So what are you guilty of? Are you guilty of murder?
You could say AIDS-related homicide or something like that.
What?
But it's not in the law. But it
AIDS
be.
Related
somehow,
homicide?
And maybe
I think
it will
said
be.
Age.
And maybe if it's accepted at some point, because there's 40 million people, they'll want it to be accepted. You know, this will blow over. I'm willing to make restitution to the family. That's why I mentioned that other type of legal system.
Restitution. And Lawrence, this is not going to blow over.
I know.
You killed your parents.
There is that situation, but to me, it's not very important. Politics is subject to change. Everything is negotiable. Donald Trump has proven that everything is negotiable in this country.
Oh, my God.
And if you have a good idea and you can help people, you can get a better outcome.
Did you ever kill anyone else?
No way.
Did you ever commit physical harm to anyone else?
No.
This was it. Your mother and your father. No one else in your family ever suffered at your hand?
Oh, no.
Just wanted to check.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Lord, can I ask you a question? One of the neighbors told us on the scene, your parents were under the impression that you were going to take them on a trip. Did you tell them that you were going to take them on a trip before?
No, but I asked my mother if she wanted to go with me for a ride on Grafton Park. We'd like to go there.
I think they told people that they were possibly moving to Germany.
That's what I said.
You said that?
Yeah.
You said that to people, not your parents.
Right.
So that was
people ask me, where are my parents? I tell them, because my mother's from Germany, and my father was born in Yugoslavia. And then after they could escape communism, they went to Germany, and then my father came to this country.
Jesus Christ.
And then my mother in the 50s.
But there were neighbors who said that they had been told by your parents, oh, we think we're going to move to Germany. Are they mistaken? Are the neighbors remembering that incorrectly? Or could your parents have said that?
They could have said that.
Could they have known something was coming?
Possibly.
You ever give them the impression that maybe you would just move them somewhere?
No.
No, okay.
No. That's news to me. That's you.
Okay. I think we're done.
Okay.
Thank you, Lawrence.
I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
So,
you can make that all available on YouTube, even on a private website for me, so I can have it trust on record.
It will be available.
I'll be happy.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
So this guy.
That's undiagnosed mental illness running wild.
Yes. He's got articles out there about. Reading some of this about Cuomo, he's really got a bug up his butt about Andrew Cuomo, and he's written several articles about it.
Where are they published?
They are published on I opened it up. Now I'm concerned I've got a virus, so don't go there. RenegadeTribune.com. And there's a whole bunch of Hitler things. There's it looks like he might be an anti-Semite, just off first glance. Didn't dive
hard
into it.
Yeah.
It's so generally an all-around good guy is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would not want to swipe on this guy.
So his parents escaped communism and then they fell at the hands of their mutant son that did this.
I saw an interesting comment. Somebody said it's probably what Koberger would sound like with his excuses.
Good point.
And you're probably right, because he's all over the board, and he's justifying everything with these little nuggets here and there that don't really fill in the blanks, but in his mind they do, and everyone should just accept them as fact. And if you don't, well, then you're crazy. Because he said it, and this is what it is. He has a justification for everything. He didn't visit his ailing aunt because women don't want to be they want to be remembered for their beauty. So he just basically is like, well, she can die over there.
She's got a couple age spots. Chuck that bitch out the door.
It's just quick to discard. Very quick to discard.
Can you imagine what he'd do if he had a dog that had a cold?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I can't imagine. I don't want to know what his history with pets are.
I don't want to know what else is in the backyard.
No kidding.
I wonder if they did any investigation on that. But the fact that he literally said my mother wasn't using her turn signal, it's like, come on.
He's looking for anything he can to justify what he did since 2017. And he's got a list in his mind.
He's had plenty of time to think about it. Yeah. Holy crap.
Because he doesn't have one solid answer for this. He's created a cumulative list that he believes all these little things added up equal justification for what he did.
And so again, this just hit me. They were killed in 2017, but he's referencing COVID. That was 2020. He did this 3 years before COVID. So what correlation is there at all?
He's trying to say that if Cuomo is not responsible and held accountable for deaths with COVID, then he shouldn't be held accountable for the deaths of his parents. That's what I took from it.
I get that. That's what he's trying to say, I think. It's like, I know you are, but what am I?
Yep.
Wow. This is a very, very sick man. But Tony, to your point about the state hospitals, I'm not sure that prison is the best place for somebody like this.
No, he's mentally ill. This is a mentally ill human being.
Yes.
There is, and he probably has been his whole life.
Well, and especially referencing something that happened when he was 16.
Yeah.
He's been traumatized from a very early age.
Yeah.
Didn't get help.
This is probably a mental illness that's in him, and then add trauma on top of it. And this is what you get.
Yeah.
And this, there's apparently obviously no one in his life close enough to him that was able to get him help but what do you do? What do you do with someone like this? Unless you have the money to go put him in a hospital, nothing's going to happen. I mean, there's nothing you can do. He would end up, if he didn't take the money from his parents, he'd probably end up homeless.
Yeah.
I can't imagine
he held down a job.
No, I can't imagine he'd be capable of holding down a job. This is not a person who's capable of doing that. This is one of those where this is a sick individual. I won't say evil. I'd say sick. There's something mentally wrong with him. He believes what he did was right. This is like, it's not Lori Vallow-ish, but it is in the level of he genuinely believes that he did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't, his parents weren't old, I don't think he'd be out trying to kill people. I don't think he is a person that's out trying to, but in his mind, he thinks you're checking the box of this person is, I don't want them to suffer. He thinks he's doing the right thing.
He was obsessed with alternative currencies and cryptocurrencies. He graduated from college in 94, received an MBA, if this is correct, if all of these things that I just found, and he has a LinkedIn as a co-founder of Pinda Technology Incorporated in Troy, New York, and a valedictorian.
According to who, him?
That's the second time I've seen valedictorian.
He could be very intelligent, but that doesn't mean he's going to be socially intelligent by any means.
Well, and if you've got mental illness, it doesn't matter how intelligent you are. Everything gets skewed.
Yeah, his life is a cognitive distortion. Everything is.
Wow. You know, think if somebody like this, let's just say he was traumatized at an early age if he had received the care that he needed, somebody that's this smart could do amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he doesn't see himself as evil. He goes to sleep at night thinking he did the right things. This is somebody who could have done some good in the world.
Yeah, there's no punishing him that's going to do any good.
No, no.
He is someone who needs to be in a mental health care facility and never let out.
And he was running for president in 2020, from what I just saw.
So he's with it. He's again, this is why I feel like if we could redo the idea of state mental hospitals in a humane, responsible manner, people like this need to go there.
Yeah.
Because they're not okay. They're not safe in society, clearly. And who knows? I mean, had it not been for the money, who's the next person he was going to deem that should be gone?
Yeah. You know, the neighbor he saw going to the grocery store, and that bitch didn't use the turn signal. It was her time to go.
Hey, Mrs. Kreb, I saw you didn't do the turn signal. Can I help you with your groceries? And then before you know it, you know, there's fucking fishing line around her neck.
He prefers rope, Tony. He's got plenty of rope. He had to buy that at the Home Depot.
I don't know. He seems versatile. He did the hand with the dad. He did rope with the mom. I could see him doing some really high grade fishing line at some point and going, it's a little messy. That cuts. You know,
I also heard he likes variety. So he'd be using different methods, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
God.
Well,
that's
there you
just
go.
So scary. Oh my gosh. I can't believe how messed up that whole thing was. The whole thing.
It was very unsettling.
That interview was unbelievable.
They walk amongst us.
God,
I've been saying it all along. That's why I have weapons in my home everywhere.
It's making more sense why Stacy has a knife in every room.
Yes.
Just in case.
And I'm not shitting you. I don't think I used a turn signal yesterday. So maybe we need to talk after the show.
Oh, we will. We will.
Well, if you don't see Stacy anymore, it's either Todd's backyard or mine. Bring a shovel.
Well, we have to make sure that it's a little bit colder out. It's 80 degrees today.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's like 70 degrees here today, so I'm safe.
Yeah. We got to wait for a chilly day. And yeah, then it'll
good.
Be justified.
Good for a few more weeks.
Oh, my God. Tell us what your thoughts are in the comment section on this guy on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe, whatever podcast platform you're listening to us on, so you don't miss any of the craziness that we're watching for you every single day right here at the Hidden Killers podcast. I should make a note. There is a new documentary that is out as of today, as of recording 9/29/25. The Ellen Greenberg documentary on Hulu is now available. And I know I sent you guys a message earlier saying, let's all watch this. What is it called? Hulu. Cause there's a, what is it? Called Death in Apartment 603. What happened to Ellen Greenberg? It's a three-parter. It's going to be interesting. Episode one is called Homicide or Suicide. Episode two, the strangest 911 call I've ever heard. And then the Greenbergs versus the city of Philadelphia, I believe. There hasn't really been a lot of big docs on this. Nancy Grace has a book that's coming out on it too. So I hope some light is finally shed on this case and maybe something actually happens with some pressure being put on it. Because if you've watched that case at all, you know just how bizarre it is. So we're going to watch that. And then I think on Wednesday, we'll talk about it in greater detail. So if you'd like to watch along with us, then you'll know what we're talking about coming up on Wednesday. That's available on Hulu right now. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Until next time, for Stacy and Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the Podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the Podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the Podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the Podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the Podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the Podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the Podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the Podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the Podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the Podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the Podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the Podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.